This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, St. Piaccio.
It's just me against the world. It's me against the world, baby. I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world. Me against the world, baby. Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops are top of me. The product is full of bullets, the bodies is dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 49, you already know, and this is the 2017 year in review. Well, we had another year under our belts. We got Miggity Mike, the Mayor, who's been down all year with ST Vic, and I got myself. I'm going to do the introduction on this episode. Now, this episode, we actually tie in Rich and Beth Waterman from All Time Low magazine. We've been talking a lot about them. And we just want to give a huge shout out to Rich and Beth for the continued support of the podcast, but also for putting out a really, really good product that's consistent. We've continued to see various magazines not put out a consistent product. So with them and, you know, whether it be a podcast or a print magazine or online magazine, thanks for what you continue to do, Rich and Beth. Now, on this episode, we're going to actually have Rich and Beth on to talk a little bit about some of their favorite moments of the year. So we get to sit down and spend some time with them. As I mentioned, the magazine has continued with a great momentum and success into and throughout 2017. So we want to definitely kind of see what they have in store for 2018. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Now, on this introduction, definitely want to kind of say, hey, it was an awesome year. We had a lot of ups and downs. For some of us, it was a great year. Others kind of say, hey, you know, 2018 will be better. I know it was a successful year for Mike, Vic, and I. There definitely were some down moments, and I definitely want to say rest in peace to my dad, Papa Smurf. It wasn't easy on October 11th, waking up and having my wife tell me that I needed to get to my parents very quickly. I kind of touched upon that earlier this year with Mike in the episode that we recorded afterwards. But definitely, man, if you still have your parents around and family and loved ones, make sure that you really get to see them as often as you can, because you just never know. It could be over in a moment, and it's been very tough. I've really been holding it together well, but it's been a tough three months or so since I lost my pops. Now, today I'm recording, which is New Year's Eve, Sunday, December 31st, and this is the 50th anniversary of the Ice Bowl, and that was the famous game that the Green Bay Packers had against the Cowboys. You know, I just want to say, how about them Cowboys? So, definitely a monumental game in history in terms of the NFL. The Green Bay Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys 50 years ago in the famous Ice Bowl. So awesome game. My dad, he really grew up telling me a lot about that game, and it was definitely one for the record books. I think it's still technically the coldest game in NFL history. So definitely Chris Cronsworth always talks about a game he played in and it being cold, but there's nothing colder than the Ice Bowl. Now, as we kind of transition into this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the highlights of the year, and then we'll roll into Rich and Beth Waterman from All Time Low magazine. So first, I want to say, damn, it was a great year. There were a lot of great things to look back on. I'll say a couple things that stuck out of my mind, whether you're for or against these items. I'm a huge West Coast music fan, as many of you know. There were a lot of great moments from the West Coast, including MC8. That's E-I-H-T. He was back with a very slept-on record from in 2017, and that was with DJ Premier, of course, from Gangstar, rest in peace, Guru. It's definitely an awesome album, and it's very critically acclaimed, so if you haven't checked that out, make sure you check out MC8, Which Way is West. Also, the Patriots win the NFC number one seed. I definitely want to say some things never change. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings earlier today with the family, watching some of the different TVs, and we're thinking, man, maybe the Jets will win, maybe the Steelers will win, and the Steelers will get that that coveted number one seed in the AFC, and that just did not happen. So, again, some things never change. We also had Charles the Kid Armstrong and Craig Frazier from Cal Concepts on the podcast throughout the year. So it was definitely a great year. When we look back at 2017, we just really kind of see that we're going to have an awesome 2018. We have a lot of awesome guests lined up, and we couldn't be more stoked for what we have on the docket. Now, music, I'm going to definitely go through some of these releases. These are not in a specific order. I'm going to, you know, I'll kind of start with a few that stuck out, a few moments, if you will, in time from the year, and then I'll go through some of these releases. The thing that I'll tell you is this. Many of you, I know you don't buy music religiously like you used to. If you do not have some sort of streaming subscription, whether it be Spotify, Apple Music, so on and so forth, you definitely are missing out because albums drop every Friday. And if you're not paying attention to those new releases, there's going to be tons of albums, maybe some artists that you've heard of in the past that you know you don't listen to anymore. You definitely are missing out by some of these releases. I went through earlier today all of the releases from 2017, and I literally just kind of penciled in some of the ones that stuck out in my mind. There's definitely a ton more that I'm not going to mention. Excuse me. So don't feel bad if there's an artist that you know is beloved, and I don't mention that particular artist. But I'm going to mention some of the highlights in the hip hop industry. So earlier this year, I think it was January, we lost hip hop legend DJ Crazy Tunes. So if you've listened to Ice Cube a long time, Dub C, so on and so forth, there's lots of different you know artists that he's worked with, but DJ Crazy Tunes was a legend that we lost way too early. We also lost Prodigy from the famed Mobb Deep group. He died earlier this year in Las Vegas. Now, when we get into releases, you had so many good hip-hop releases this year, and as you know, I'm a huge hip-hop fan. We actually got a lot of good feedback from episode 48, which was the 25th anniversary from Dr. Dre's The Chronic. So definitely appreciate everyone listening to that episode. So here are some of the highlights in the music industry for 2017. You had Kendrick Lamar's Damn album, arguably the number one best album of the year. It actually made iTunes, Apple's lists, if you will, of the number one streaming album of the year. Definitely, this one is a classic. If you haven't listened or if you haven't purchased the album or streamed it, you're definitely missing out. So make sure you check out Kendrick Lamar's Damn album. You had Eminem, so I'm going to kind of skip to the end. I know a lot of people are definitely like, man, he's done. He's been around 20 years. Eminem's out the game. He came back with Revival. Some of you love it. Many hate it with passion. And I'll say this, I've listened to it numerous times over and over and over again. It hasn't necessarily grown on me, but I've appreciated it from the beginning. There's a lot of things that he's had to say. There's a lot of good tracks on it. My favorite track is Castle, which is towards the end. And that's a letter that he wrote to his daughter, Haley Jade. Definitely check out the album. Let me know in the the open Facebook group, Airhead Nation. Let us know what you think. Let me know what you think of the album. I know, again, there's a lot of passion towards it, that it's definitely a fall-off album. He's put out much greater work. Hey, I've heard it before with all these other albums. Definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate the work that M puts in. He was making this album well over a year. So if you love it, awesome. If you hate it, awesome. I definitely want to hear what you have to say. One of my favorite albums, G-Eazy, that's G-Eazy. Some of you have seen his name and you're thinking, hey, is that a spinoff of Eazy-E? G-Eazy is from the Bay Area, and I'm talking about San Francisco Bay. and he is definitely a legend. He's a young dude, and he's really putting it down. His album, The Beautiful and Damned, is definitely one that you do not want to sleep on. You could pretty much put this thing on repeat and listen over and over and over again, which was really cool. One really cool thing earlier this year, I posted one of the single album covers on my Lincoln Addict Instagram page. And one of the homies, Jerry, from the West Coast, was like, damn, that's my car. That's my Lincoln convertible on the cover of the single that G-Eazy released. He's like, how do I get that? I was like, man, you got to talk to G-Eazy's management. But I immediately recognized, because Jerry is from San Francisco area, and it was like downtown. He had the drop top down, cruising, and boom, they took a photo of his car, and he was on the single for G-Eazy. So pretty dope stuff, but it's an awesome album. I know some people are like, hey, man, I don't really like it. I don't know how you wouldn't like this album. It's definitely one that you can ride out to, and it's got a lot of great music on it. So you got the homie Richie Rich. So if you remember back in the Tupac days, Richie Rich was real good friends with Tupac. He was on Me Against the World album, and he dropped a new album called Fed Case. The first track on it's one of my favorites, produced by EA Ski. And Richie Rich was really cool today, again, the 31st, last day of the year. He actually commented on the post that I made, and he definitely said, hey, my fans are the best. You know, Richie Rich is kind of a legend in the game. He's been through a lot in his career. He was signed to Def Jam, but definitely want to check out his new album, Fed Case. So I'm going to go through these next albums a little quicker. You got Spice One. So anyone from the West Coast or anyone that digs West Coast artists, you'll know Spice One from the Bay Area. He's always on point. He dropped a new album just in December. So you had Rick Ross, Rather You Than Me. Raekwon from The Wu, he dropped The Wild. I definitely picked up that physical copy of that album. DJ Quick and Problem. So Problem's that new kind of artist from the West Coast. They dropped Rosecrans, and then they came back with kind of a deluxe edition of it with a different red case color to the artwork. Definitely an awesome album. DJ Quick's a legend on the West Coast, and his production is really almost second to none. So if you like West Coast, you definitely need to check out I Am Sue. That's I-A-M-S-U. He released Boss Up 2, and that was a dope album from 2017. You had Organized Noise. You haven't heard from them in a while. This is the Dungeon Family, and they released that badass album called Dungeon Family earlier this year. You had Snoop Dogg came back with Never Left. We talked about that one earlier this year. And then you had Ice Cube's Death Certificate 25th Anniversary. Definitely cool packaging that they re-released. You had Big Boi from Outkast release Boomiverse. Outlaws, which was Tupac's group. This is definitely an awesome album called Last Ones Left. That's L-A-S-T and then O-N-E-Z Left. So definitely check out that album by, again, Tupac's group Outlaws. Jay-Z hit us with 444. And he just launched a new video with his wife, Beyonce. So definitely one of the more critically acclaimed albums. I've listened to it a good bit. It's definitely a great album. Jay-Z never disappoints. You had Trey the Truth. He dropped a new one. And then for anyone on the West Coast, you know about Sebo, the Ballhead Nut. And Sebo, he dropped an album called The Problem. And he actually had a big beef earlier this year with a new school guy called Mozzie from the West Coast. And it's kind of funny because a lot of these young artists come into the scene and they're pretty much like, man, we don't know who these legends are. They're old, you know, 30, 38, 40, 42 years old. These guys are whack. And before you know it, there's a beef that ensues. I've even heard of some artists that say, hey, I don't know who Tupac is. You know, no OGs have sat me down and said, you need to listen to Tupac. It's kind of crazy. I guess as you get a little older, you would think that the young cats coming up would kind of respect the OGs a little bit. But we've seen it time and time again. I know Too Short in the Bay Area, he's even kind of mentioned a little bit about, man, these new guys coming up, man, they just, you know, with the whole hyphy thing in Oakland, he's like, they're way crazier than we were. But I think it's just a continued trend that we'll see is that the OGs are not always respected, whether it's music or anyone, you know, any type of other scene. So SIBO, he definitely dropped a really awesome album, West Coast, The Problem. You had a new group that popped up called The Prophets of Rage. This has Chuck D, the Rhyme Animal from Public Enemy, and Be Real from one of my favorite groups, Cypress Hill. Definitely a cool album. Check it out. Okay, a few more. We had Crazy Bone and Young Noble. They dropped Thug Brothers 3. Definitely a badass album. You had Camp Low. You'll definitely remember them from the 90s. They were back with the Get Down Brothers. You had Crazy Bone also came out with his own single album, and it was East 99, the Leatherface Project. So if you follow Crazy Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony, he's definitely released a lot of badass music, and that was a great album. One of my favorite albums, the Wu-Tang, The Saga Continues. You had the RZA sync up with Mathematics, who's a longtime Wu-Tang producer, and he actually came up with the original Wu-Tang logo, and it was a badass album. I continue to have this thing on repeat. Not only purchased the digital copy, but I have the physical copy as well. Yet Snoop Dogg hit us with Make America Crip Again. We talked a little bit about this album earlier this year, but definitely this one was more of like an EP. I think it only had a few tracks on it, but definitely some West Coast flavor from Snoop, and some things that we were accustomed to hearing from him. And pretty cool to kind of put this one on play and just listen through. You had Yellow Wolf, Trial by Fire. So he's on that Shady Aftermath brand. Definitely, I like the album a lot. I know Yellow Wolf has continued to kind of either fall off in some people's views. Other people think, hey, man, he's continuing to grow as an artist. He's from Alabama. And I definitely dig Yellow Wolf. I know this album had its ups and downs, in my opinion, but it's definitely really, really, really good content that he put out. One of my favorite artists, Scarface from Houston, he had Deeply Rooted in 2016, and then he hit us with Deeply Rooted, The Lost Files in 2017. And then one of the last albums that I can think of was Slim Thug, The World Is Yours. Now, Slim Thug also appeared on Texas Metal, and that was the new show that dropped on Velocity this year, and that had Houston natives Bill Carlton of Extensive Metalworks fame. So definitely shout out to H-Town and Slim Thug. So next, let's roll into some scene updates. There were a lot of things that happened, obviously, during the year, and these are just a couple of highlights that stuck out in my mind. So AccuAir released their Endo CVT tank, which is the compressor valve tank, and that officially went on sale. A lot of people have been, they pre-purchased, and they've been posting photos of that. So definitely looking forward to some of these six setups that are going to come out in 2018. I'm looking forward to maybe getting one of those myself. Extensive Metalworks, their new show, Texas Metal, dropped on Velocity Channel, and essentially I think there's maybe six episodes or so that have came out. I've watched a good majority of them. I know Sunday Funday Brand was on one of them, and I mentioned earlier with the music overview for 2017 that Slim Thug, he was on there. I think Bill and team built not only a Cadillac for him, but I think the tow rig as well was for Slim Thug. Now Kate Simpson's mini truck won Mini Truck of the Year with Street Trucks Mag. Of course, we talked a lot about this truck throughout the year. It, hands down, to me, was a big win for Kate and Mike. Essentially, super awesome truck, super awesome people. Couldn't be more happy for them. Now, Jimmy's Rod and Customs, if you're not following them on Instagram, you need to. Jimmy Graham and team, they continue to put out some awesome trucks, including an Aluma Duty that he's putting the finishing touches on. Super awesome truck. And I know Jimmy's got some other tricks up his sleeve with some other builds, apparently, that I've seen that he's been kind of posting about. I know he got a new Titan, and I know that thing's not going to stay stock for long. Now, one of the down moments in the year was Sean Mahaney's untimely passing. You know, we had him on. It was a very, very popular, one of the most popular episodes to me all year. And our heart goes out to the Mahaney family. I've continued to follow the business on Instagram, and his wife, as she said, will continue that legacy of building those wheelchairs. So definitely huge shout out to Mrs. Mahaney, and we're very sorry for Sean's loss that we talked about earlier this year when we had Ruben on. Now, Harvey devastated Texas, including KIK and many other businesses and families and some of the friends and many of the people that listen to this podcast in that Texas area. So Hurricane Harvey, that was really a thing that we saw a lot of people come together. I know KIK has a big following, and they had some posts that were kind of like, man, we are done. The toter is totaled, and you know, these pictures, unbelievable, of the house literally underwater. So we did see a lot of people come together in the scene relating to these devastation, or you know, these natural disasters. So that's one that sticks out in my mind, is probably one of the biggest disasters of the year. We had the real Matt Smith brought his truck out again, and I forget if he technically re-debuted it this year. The years are kind of running together in my mind, but the real Matt Smith, always a huge shout out to him. You could find him on Instagram. It's REDDWUD. I think it is Redwood. Little play on words for the name of his truck. No, we hit our lifestyle, the podcast, that is, we hit 4,000 and then 5,000 followers on Instagram. Never thought I would get to 5K. It is a lot of work. We don't do a lot of the sponsored posts, so to speak. So a lot of it is just trying to reel in people that like what we're posting. And we do post mostly mini truck related. Of course, you've seen us branch out with some of the other posts. Recently, I posted about a Netflix episode or series, The Toys That Made Us, and things like that. But it's great that we have as many followers as we do, because we can get the message out, whether it's a new episode or a new product that we're really pushing. So thanks for all the support there. And then I want to say Spring Fling, the BMX event that's put on by Planet BMX. This event is happening again next year, and I want to say 2018 is the 10th anniversary. This happened to be the same weekend as Forbidden Fantasy, and I believe that's going to happen again, same weekend. Last year in 2017, I was able to attend the event. My dad went. My son went, and my nephew Damon went. We drove over there, stayed there for a couple hours, and then we got a chance to see like downtown St. Augustine. If you're into BMX, it doesn't matter what state you're in, this event brings in people from all over. I mean, people I think that had driven down from Ohio and stuff with a trailer full of BMX bikes, and I think that they're making some continued changes. So if you're looking to attend the event in 2018, make sure you search Spring Fling BMX event, or I think it's planetbmx.com. That was something that definitely stuck out in my mind. I think we'll continue to see a bridging of the BMX and the mini trucks, because I don't want to say I was the first, because believe me, there's been people that's been collecting bikes out there for a long time and whatnot, but I'm continuing to see more and more people collecting the BMX bikes and tying them into their builds, and then the skateboards and whatnot. So it's great to see the continued culmination of the two. From a tech standpoint, a few things that stuck out in my mind this year is Super Nintendo was relaunched, so the Super NES, to much fanfare. The big thing here is Nintendo had agreed to produce more than the year prior when they released the NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System. Now, they're apparently going to even continue to produce more NESs. However, we haven't seen that yet. The good news was with the Super NES, when it first came out, it was super hard to get your hands on. And then I actually purchased mine paid a little bit more on Amazon for the scalpers. And then, of course, I ended up finding some in Target. So they're definitely out there in the wild to get your hands on if you're looking for one. Of course, you had Apple release the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, the Apple Watch Series 3, which had the cellular connectivity. And then, of course, they threw us off a little bit with the iPhone 10 launching several weeks later, that removed Touch ID and introduced Face ID. Most of us in the tech world and a lot of the different tech sites, and I think maybe even Time Magazine, I forget if they announced that it was like their tech gadget of the year, it's amazing that they can make just kind of minor changes, and then it's the tech gadget of the year. But it's really true. There's so many iPhone users worldwide, and for them to make like kind of a big change like they did with the 3D sensing camera on the front for the Animoji and the Face ID, so on and so forth, I really think that that's going to be the foundation for some additional updates in the future with Apple Watch, I'm sure the MacBooks, you know, with the whole sensing and the pain with your face, with the whole Face ID, still kind of trips me out. Then Netflix, I just mentioned this a moment ago, this is one of the things towards the end of the year from a tech standpoint. I'll throw it in there from a tech standpoint because it is Netflix, and Netflix is, you know, technology. If you don't have Netflix, you're missing out. They have so much great content. There's so many original shows. I mean, constantly putting out new stuff. And one of the things I ran across the other day was The Toys That Made Us. I think the first, I think it's going to be 8 episodes, but there's only 4 episodes out there. And out of the 4, there was one that I kind of was like, number 2 was Barbie. I'm like, I wasn't really feeling kind of the story there. But obviously the other episodes talked about Kenner. They talked about the whole Star Wars and how George Lucas came to them pretty late in the game to make the toys back in, I think, 77. The other episodes kind of center around G.I. Joe and then, of course, He-Man. So if you're a fan of like the late 70s, 80s, even into the 90s or anything with toys, you'll definitely enjoy it. I enjoyed it just understanding the marketing campaigns and some of those things that drove even He-Man revenues into like $400 million. It was insane. And I was one of those kids in 82, 83, 84 that was begging my parents to buy the Castle of Grayskull and Skeletor and He-Man and I Have the Power and all that craziness. It's amazing how it stuck in my mind as well. So those were a few things that stuck out this year. I know some of you are listening going, wow, you forgot about this and this and this. And there are a lot of different things, but this is our lifestyle, the podcast, and we put our spin on it. The next episode will definitely have Miggity Mike the Mayor and myself doing the intro, and then we've got some guests that are lined up. But before we leave, I definitely want to give a huge thanks to some of the continued supporters, the listeners, some of the reappearing guests on this podcast, and then we'll have our parting words and shout-outs. Some of you, again, you're going to probably say, man, he forgot me. This is no slight. This is a list of names. This is a list of names that continue to show us a lot of love and support and sharing and commenting and liking and so on and so forth. So if your name is not mentioned, fear not, we'll get you mentioned in 2018. But we got Ruben Arteaga, Brian Duggar, Rick Cruzenberry, Brent Hudgens, of course, you heard his name earlier today with All Time Low Magazine, Eric Mexican from Tampa, Florida area, always holding it down, Eric Tapia, Morgan Hernandez. And I want to say congrats on your engagement. I think I saw that on Facebook just yesterday. Christina Ceremi, a.k.a. NR Caddy Queen. So we had her on, and she's always showing us some love. Matt Kupp. So I'm probably pronouncing some of these names wrong, but Matt, K-N-U-P-P. Keep up, and thanks for all the love. Chris Wegman. Angie Ellis, yes, from Acro, Florida. She's always showing us some love. Jameel Connor, we had him on earlier this year. Always a pleasure. Tyler Props, P-R-O-P-S-T, and Tyler constantly is commenting and liking, so thank you. Can't forget the homie Mike Voglio. So Mike's always doing crazy stuff. He's everywhere, a lot of different shows, different builds, crazy posts. Keep it up, Mike. Brian Batson, a.k.a. Roro. We had him on earlier. He's a Mini Madness alumni. Really good dude. Thanks for the continued support. Tito Blue Eyes from South Florida. Keep up the good work and keep your head up, man. Thanks for all the support. Rodney Mazza and Ken Morris, M-O-R-S-E. Definitely, there's a lot more names. I mean, the list could be even way longer. But, you know, that's our story. That's what we're sticking to right now. Those are some of the names that I wanted to give a huge fist bump to. If I forgot you, let me know. I apologize. It's no slight. It's I'm kind of getting over this cold. You can kind of hear it in my voice a little bit. And it's the holidays, and it's been a long year, and that's the story. So parting words, shout outs, definitely want to say, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast episode, rest in peace, Papa Smurf, to my pops. I love you, man. And he always would give me really good feedback on the podcast that, hey, this is what's going well. These are some things you could tweak. And I always will remember that feedback. Sparkles Detail. So we open with our little normal commercial, Tim and Tanya. They continue to support the scene. Make sure you support Sparkles Detail. You follow them on Instagram, sparklesdetail.com. Most importantly, that you buy products from them. Their products are very competitively priced, and it's great to support a company that continues to support the scene in way of opening their checkbooks and sponsoring shows, whether it be Mini Madness and so on and so forth. So thank you so much, Tim and Tanya. Custom Car Show Productions. So always big shout out to Greg Miller and the whole crew. Orange Beach Invasion. Cannot wait to do a cruise to that show. Scraping the Coast, same there. You got Sick Nick and Slamber Party. Let's see who can really hit the, I'll call it the quadruple crown. Why not, right? I think he's even got a fifth show in the works. Let's see who can hit all four. Let's see who can hit all four. I know I'll be at least two of those. And then, last but not least, we've got All Time Low Mag. So big ups to them. You heard from them earlier. Or excuse me, you will hear from them here shortly. You got Aftermath Designs. Make sure you follow and support them on Instagram. iTunes Reviews. So we got plenty of those this year, but we need more. So please, if you can, go out on your computer. You have to go into iTunes. You cannot do it on the phone yet. And leave us a review, and we'll give those shout-outs beginning on the next episode. Grindr TV, always love what Brian Good's producing. Check out his YouTube channel, as well as Low Life Mikey Show. And then Vier Corp. So Vier continues to support the scene. We appreciate you guys. 2017 has been great. 2018 will be greater. Even when I get over this cold, I'll be able to do way more interviews. So thanks for all the love. Thanks for the support. Remember, Our Lifestyle, the podcast, we bring you information about the scene that we love and we appreciate. We appreciate y'all. We at ya. Peace. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 49. This is the 2017 review, and we've also baked in our friends, which we call our family, at All Time Low Magazine. We've got Rich and Beth Waterman from the magazine, and what we're going to do is kind of an annual recap of the year. So this is the episode that's going to recap 2017, obviously. But first off, I wanted to say to Beth and Rich, definitely welcome, and how's it going?
Awesome. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, brother?
Yeah, everything is good, Beth and Rich. So, you know, thanks again for your time to come on. It's always great to sync up with you guys. You made the long trek down to Slamfest this year, which was awesome, kind of meeting you guys in person. I know that was a long drive for you guys, but it's great to see you continue to embrace the scene.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and yeah, Slam Fest. I mean, sunny weather in Florida, away from Indiana when it's cold. Good times, but no, got to put a lot of faces, the names, and everybody you talk through this good old Facebook world and so forth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why they call it the Sunshine State. We have a record number of people coming every year, so we appreciate that. What we wanted to do is start with the magazine, and I know that Beth was really integral in kind of getting it off the ground, and we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, for the listeners out there, All Time Low Magazine is a great print magazine that you can subscribe to, but I kind of wanted to start off and saying, you know, relating to All Time Low Magazine, what sticks out in your mind, Beth, as like really a key accomplishment for the magazine in 2017?
You know, there's been so many accomplishments in 2017, it's really hard to pick one.
Nice.
You know, I think probably the biggest thing is the fact that Rich here basically killed himself to get issues out like almost immediately on editing and right on schedule for what we intended to do. I think that was a huge part of it. But aside from that, I mean, our fan base has probably quadrupled in the last year.
Well, that's great. And anytime you're a small business, if you will, it's great to see those numbers kind of flourishing. One thing that I'll tell the listeners that when you go to ATL Magazine, which stands for alltimelowmagazine.com, you'll see that also, and correct me if I'm wrong, Beth, this year you offered, I think you guys refer to it as an annual subscription. Is that correct?
Yep.
So, you know, it looks like when you go out there, it's pretty easy to add it to your cart and then pay. And one thing that I noticed about the site, too, is you guys embrace technology. You also include PayPal and Apple Pay among the other major credit cards that you can pay with.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Trying to make it as easy as possible in this day and age.
Yeah, nice, nice. So the magazine gained a lot of momentum, as you just said, in 2017. So it's great to see the success, as I mentioned. But what would you say you have in store for 2018? Like, what's on your radar?
Actually, we got some big news coming up. We're expanding outside of our borders. We have linked up with some photographers outside. We're even coming here in the next issue, issue 12 coming up. We're having coverage from Japan. We are bringing some of the shows from overseas, from all these trucks that we all drool over, like try to bring some of that to the States and vice versa. I hope to work with some people over there and get some of what we're doing over there to those guys. That's something we're really excited about here.
Hell yeah. And I'll tell you what, when you look at what they're doing over there, sometimes in my mind, it almost surpasses some of the cool shows that we've got. They really embrace that kind of United States culture, the mini truck culture. Man, that's going to be really cool, Rich.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I was just looking through the coverage from Truckmasters, and that's going to be coming up here in the next issue, issue 12. And yeah, it's, yeah, hold on to your seats, guys. Some of the stuff they're doing over there is just insane. But yeah, coming up, we'll look forward to that. And hopefully soon, we're trying to get features from over there also. So big things coming for 2018.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. I only have a few of the issues that are, I think it's now called Custom Trucks Magazine. And before it, you know, had a different name, but it's really different to see the kind of trucks they have there, because they have a lot of the older, like 70s and 80s mini trucks, really cool colors. You know, you'll see a lot of the purples and things such as that. So really good stuff, man. I cannot wait. I'm definitely going to be looking in my mailbox soon for that issue, man.
Oh, most definitely. And as you know, I mean, if you've seen our magazine, we don't skimp on coverage. I mean, there's, gosh, 4 to 6 pages usually from each show. I mean, I try to put about 100 vehicles or so in each issue on each show. So yeah, make sure to look out.
Nice. Now, can you explain, you know, you guys as a team, how do you achieve the no advertising piece of the magazine? Like, what's the thought process there? Do you do it just for the readers, or do you do it because that's your preference?
Well, and Beth may chime in. I mean, originally we all have read Mini Truck and Tailgate, all these magazines and stuff, but Tailgate stuck out to a lot of us with no advertising. I mean, we all love our vendors. We all love our parts. It's nothing against them, but we figured if we pack it as much full of material as we can, that's given back. Those are the people going out and so forth. Eventually, we may dabble into it, but I mean, right now, no advertising. That's kind of what we're sticking to. All thriller, no filler, as you may have seen before.
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely it's more of a struggle on the magazine itself, of course, because advertising is a huge budget for any, you know, material, marketing material at all. You can make a lot of money from it. So, you know, that part, it's always a financial strain to kind of cut that part of that budget out. But in the end, we've gained so many more loyal fans because they just love the fact that they can pick it up and every single page turn, you're just getting more and more and more vehicles.
I hear you. And what it almost reminds me of is, you know, like you kind of alluded, like there maybe could eventually become a little bit of advertising, but, you know, we've seen, like, you know, premieres of TV shows and things like that where they'll call it limited TV interruptions, and it's sponsored by, you know, Chevrolet or something like that, where it's like an overarching sponsor. But I do like not only how the magazine, but I also like how even some television and different things, they try to do limited advertising because we all appreciate the good content that we're really going to buy. So that's pretty cool that you guys have been able to maintain that.
Yeah, that's something we're trying to stick to. I mean, like you mentioned TV, I hate to say it, but we record a lot of our shows and fast forward through the commercials to watch the content. So
yeah, for sure. I can almost count how many clicks I can do, like the 30-second jump. And I close my eyes, and I'm like, if I hit it 6 times and open my eyes, they didn't get any advertising into my brain. Nah, that's crazy. That's that crazy ODB. So Now, some may not be aware of how easy it is to subscribe. I kind of alluded to it. So they're not needing to go essentially and order each individual issue. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to forget to order it. But Beth or Rich, you know, what's the easiest way to get your hands on the magazine?
Definitely hopping over to the store, which you can get to right from the main website, the atlmagazine.com. But the nice thing is if you look for it, you can actually hit just a whole year subscription. And that's a little different from what we did before, because it used to be to where we did like 3 or 4 issues for a subscription, and then you could just go from there. But now you get to pay once, you get it shipped straight to your house the whole year, and you never have to worry about it.
Boom.
Makes life much easier.
Yeah, and you guys are real upfront. I like how you kind of mentioned, I'm on the site now where it says 2018 only, and then it talks about like issue 14 through 16. So you're very specific. You're letting the consumer know what they're getting for their money. And like you said, there's one price, and it includes a little bit there for the shipping, I'm sure. But it makes it really nice and easy. And like you said, with so much content jam-packed in there in terms of show coverage, it's really a win-win. I mean, you can't go wrong with getting 4 issues for that price.
No, and that's, I mean, like you hit on, I mean, being specific, we want to let people know what they're getting. We want to let them know when it's coming and so forth. No, don't worry. We'll hit those deadlines. So look for the next one here. Should be hitting mailboxes mid to late January at the latest for you guys. So.
Yep. Well, we can see, I always tell people, whether you're going to do business with a shop or with an online retailer such as yourself, it's always good to look at the resume, and your resume shows that you continue to hit on deadlines and get out really great content. So if that's any indication to the Airhead Nation out there, you definitely want to go out to atlmagazine.com and definitely subscribe. So one thing I wanted to kind of ask you is, I know that you two are kind of the overarching team, right? The founders of the magazine. But can you kind of give us a breakdown, maybe any of the core folks that you wanted to mention that also help to contribute?
Yeah, for sure. One person that's kind of been around is one of our helpers, Sherry. She's a photographer out on the West Coast. And Sherry, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name because I'm going to butcher the heck out of it.
It's okay. I'm the same way.
Delgadillo, or a lot of people know her as Mini Chick.
So, yeah.
She helps a lot.
She's been around since the beginning with sending us West Coast coverage. So that's awesome. We love Sherry. And of course, you've got good old Brent. He's definitely become probably one of our biggest assets. I think Brent is amazing.
He's the man.
For me. Yeah. And for me, being a photographer, like, I nitpick every picture that gets submitted to us. Like, I'm breaking it down completely. So having somebody like Brent, who I know his camera backwards and inside out, is amazing to me. And he is everywhere all the time getting everything we need.
No, it's been, I mean, even Adam Johnson, I mean, he's helped us a ton. I mean, Ben Hightower's helped us. I mean, one thing that I actually truly do love about our scene is, even if things happen in life, like you're planning on somebody helping for a show, we've had to have push shout-outs out and have people step up and help out. The man, the scene has been there to give back to us every time as we're trying to give to them. And no, it's definitely a big team effort. It's not just Beth and I. So there's a lot of people behind the scenes doing this.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll tell you, Brent Hudgens, I definitely got to give him a nice shout-out. You know, we've had him on before, really good dude. But one of the first things when we met him years ago, you know, he started talking about the magazine and that type of thing. And like you said, I almost consider him like an ambassador to All Time Low Mag, because he kind of introduced me to it. And as you know, I know over the years he hasn't really slowed down, but he continues to go to a lot of shows. I know both of you do as well, but it's amazing to see his face pop up. I see him more than some of the people that live 15 miles away from me, if that gives you any indication.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. But no, he is a man for the scene. He loves it. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's it for sure. Well, before we transition into some of our annual wins and favorites, if you will, from the year, I wanted to kind of ask, like, how does All Time Low Magazine, with so much content online, you kind of alluded to that earlier, how does All Time Low Mag intend to stay current and fresh with the readers?
You know, I think as much as social media and the internet makes everything so easy to get a hold of, there's just a whole different kind of a feeling when you're sitting there and you're able to actually open up and kind of feel the magazine in your hand. So, you know, it's a fight constantly, but I really, truly don't think that print is ever going to go away, because I just don't think online compares to it. And there's so many different things that can be done online anymore and found, but they're forgotten so quickly. You know, if it's not in your hands in a physical item, I feel like things just kind of disappear by the wayside a little bit. So I just feel like, honestly, I just think print's going to kind of last and stand the test of time. And people are always going to want to come and at least, you know, pick up the magazines that their vehicles are in, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. And I couldn't agree more. And I was hoping that you were going to say that. I've collected a lot of magazines over the years, from mini trucking to trucking to tailgate, as you mentioned, street trucks, now All-Time Low magazine. It's really, to me, a great way to look back and reminisce, whether it be a month ago, a year ago, 10, 20 years ago. But there's just something, you hit on it, Beth, something about picking up the magazine and flipping through those pages, especially when you see your vehicle in there. It makes you want to kind of have that magazine and show your kids or, you know, your friends and homies and that type of thing. So good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, nothing's better. I mean, yeah, when we see people sending us pictures back, especially like their kids are, we have a guy, Leandro, Rich Champ, he's out of Ohio. His kid, he's one of those futures of mini trucking, and see, just taking the magazines and bragging to his schoolmates and everything else. And yeah, he's pretty cool, but it makes it all worth it for sure.
He's like our number one fan.
Hells yeah, I like that. You got to support the real. So
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Now, one of the things we wanted to do, I kind of alluded to it, is we each year we're going to do a kind of a wrap-up show. And Mike, the mayor, wasn't able to make this segment, but we've got Beth and Rich, and we said, hey, what better folks, right, to have this this kind of conversation about? And really what I wanted to start with is, like, when we look back at 2017, what shows did you guys really enjoy the most this year? Because I'm sure you were at a lot of them.
Not enough.
Yeah. I love it.
You know, I'll take this one first off, since I have my strong point. My favorite show of the year, honestly, every year, is always Camp and Drag.
Nice.
You know, I remember going to that show way back when it first started and thinking, like, this is what it used to be like. This is what mini truck shows were like in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then it kind of got crazy for a while and things got a little bit insane, but the Ballistic guys, like, really stepped up and straightened it back out, and the show has gotten back to this amazing place.
Nice.
I just cannot. Yeah, I mean, it's just been, like, the weather's been great. It's been perfect. You've got this nice, private, kind of campsited area that, you know, just for us. You know, everybody you're going to run into is a fellow mini trucker. And, you know, we all make these awesome connections, and Dropamore has their Friday night, their Free Beer Friday. And it's always just it's just so much fun being able to reconnect with everybody at that show.
Yeah, the year that I went, I thought of it as almost like Woodstock, if you will. Much smaller, of course, for mini truckers. Because to your point, Beth, it had, you know, you have your own area there, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, all for us, all cruising, all the time. I mean, it was amazing. It kind of reminded me of, like, way back in the day of the old mini truck and nationals in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Nice.
That's kind of what it reminds me. Yeah. Old school
thing. Well, Rich, you found a great woman, man. She knows her mini truck history, man. Pat on the back. We love it.
Why do you think I married it?
You got a diamond in the rough there. I love it. Now, when I think back, and this was a segment that I wanted to also chime in on, I wasn't at Forbidden Fantasy, but I just wanted to give a huge shout out to the whole Forbidden Fantasy crew. They had the show over at the Avi, and you know, Brian Good and team, when I look at, you know, each year I try to look at a show and say, you know, there's some shows that I can go to. As you folks know, there's a lot that we can't. But I really appreciated what they did. They're kind of making it this really awesome event. But there's so many good shows out there. It's, you know, that's why we're kind of just, you know, having a good conversation about what we really enjoyed. Because you really can't, you know, put your thumb on one and say it was the best. Because there's so many awesome shows out there. You know, of course, Greg with Scraping the Coast and Orange Beach Invasion, you know, those are going to be on my radar for 2018. But, I mean, definitely a good choice there, Beth, with Camp and Drag.
Yeah, Camp and Drag is awesome. And honestly, like, how you talk about not being able to get to all the shows. I mean, we're based out of Indianapolis, for those that don't know. But we want to hit the West Coast personally. I mean, there's so many people we know out there. We've hit SEMA and stuff, but Forbidden Fantasy, like, if we hit a West Coast show, that's the one we're hitting.
Boom, right sure. there. Yeah, and I got to be honest, I'm not going to make it next year either. My wife, it's our 10th anniversary, and she booked a cruise for that weekend, and she said, hey, such and such weekend, and this was like, you know, 6 months ago, and I go, oh, yeah, that sounds great, yeah. And then later on, she's like, hey, don't forget this weekend, and I was like, no way. I'm like, no, but, you know, yeah. it is what it is, but you guys know about that work-life balance, you know?
Oh, we do. Even speaking of Camp and Drag, we even did a wedding during Camp and Drag, so I mean,
actually, we did two weddings the weekend of Camp. Yeah, so it was a busy week.
That's sick. Well, kind of moving ahead, what vehicles stuck out in your mind that either debuted during the year or just had a strong presence?
One that has still stood. I mean, technically, he debuted it last year, but he hit trucking and so forth. Alan Prada with Hellblazer. That truck, if you haven't seen it in person, is nicer than any picture you've taken, and I've probably taken 1,000 pictures of it. Yeah. I mean, it's that thing inside and out. And I mean, and I'll give credit also where credit's due. I mean, Apple himself is even nicer than the truck is. I mean, stand up guy, 100% all around. I mean,
classic Italian New Yorker.
Yeah. I mean, can't say enough good things, but Hellblazer, you got to see that truck in person sometime. And he takes it around. He does a lot of work. He got, I think, 10 years it took him to build that one, and it's flawless, man.
Yeah, that's a fantastic choice. And earlier I was scrolling through All Time Low Mag on Instagram. It's all together, All Time Low Mag. And I saw the photo that you shared back on May 30th, and it was that Blazer. It's a severed truck, which I love. And the show that it was at, I think, is it's called Drop and Destroy, correct?
Yeah, here in Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio. And you want to talk about a venue. It's at the Reformatory. It's where
Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yeah, this is the truck. Yeah. My mind was blanking me. Yep. That's the backdrop. I mean, you want to talk for pictures and shit. Awesome show. So, yeah, that's where Al debuted that truck.
Yeah, and when I looked back, I wanted to bring that show up because I've always wanted to go there. It's one of my favorite movies, and I saw that you had posted a lot of, you know, both of you guys posted a lot of good photos from that show. But yeah, what a great choice. As you mentioned, it was on the truck and cover. What a great photo shoot. And then there's been some good videos going around Instagram of him driving it. What an awesome truck.
Oh, it's flawless, man. It's a definitely must see if you haven't.
Yeah, for sure. Now I want to give some love over to David. I want to say his name right. DeCorver, and he's with Negative Camber, Florida. I've known David through different shows and talking with him over the years. Him and his wife go to a lot of shows. They're proud Negative Camber members, and you can look him up on Instagram. It's David, D-A-V-I-D, and then it's D-E-K-O-R-V-E-R. He doesn't post a lot on Instagram, but if you look at the photos I've tagged him in, he's got a beautiful C30. He's worked on this thing a long time. I was at Slam Fest. I was a little, you know, I had some personal things going on, so I didn't get to go around much. But when I saw the truck, I was blown away. The paint, the interior, I mean, so many nice little things. So I just want to say big up to him. You know, he's been a great supporter of the scene a long time, and that's one that stuck out in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were lucky enough to see that at Slam Fest and actually make it to Slam Fest this year. So, but yeah, no, that truck was awesome. So, yeah. Awesome picture.
And I'm like a dually fiend, so I was like, man, cha-ching, you know, definitely good stuff there. Now, who were some of the ambassadors, if you will, that's usually what I call them, of the scene that really maybe brought a positive vibe to the culture? Anyone that comes to mind for the year for you guys?
Honestly, I'll give credit.
So many.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll talk on just a local guy here, Lenny Thompson. He's with TK. He looks like a scary motherfucker, but he's not. He's got the biggest heart. He does. They just did a toy drive here recently, and they have been. I mean, that guy puts his heart into the scene. I mean, anybody that knows him, I mean, he's done a lot for it. But God, that's a hard one to pick. I'll be honest.
You know, honestly, like it probably sounds like I'm giving props to somebody because I'm biased, but honestly, Brent, you know, he is like Mr. Positive, Mr. Smile. I don't think he's met a single person that he's had a negative attitude with even once. And, you know, he just, he works his butt off. Like you said, he's at every stinking show, you know, it never stops. So yeah, I think he's a great one.
Yeah, he really is. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, the dude, I mean, he's everywhere. He's a good dude. He's got the positive spirit. You know, he's got his wife in tow. She's a great, great person. You know, he's even got little ones. He's, you know, he's juggling, right? You know, the work, family life and stuff. And, you know, what it comes down to a lot is, you know, Brent, us, you know, at the podcast, we make a lot of sacrifices, you know, not as many as, you know, other people, you know, some people make more than others, but we make a lot of sacrifices in our personal life. And, you know, Brent's one, I've never really heard him complain about anything, and he's definitely a good dude.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I wanted to give a huge shout out to Phil Fowler because, you know, Phil, I've talked with him mostly, you know, online over the years, a couple times, you know, at shows, and he made the trek down from Delaware, as you guys know, kind of being in, I'll say, like the Northeast, kind of Midwest-ish. You know, you probably know Phil pretty well, but Phil is going to be a guest, if everything works out, very, very soon on the podcast. The guy doesn't stop, and, you know, for him and some of his buddies to make the trek down for Slamfest, I mean, it was a long drive. And again, there's people that live 30 miles away from here that didn't make it to Slamfest. And then you got someone that's, you know, several hundred miles away, and boom, he's there with a smile, a camera, badass truck, driving. You know, he's just a good dude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. God, we've seen him at Dropped. We've seen him at Slamfest. We've seen him at Camp and Drag. I mean, yeah, Phil's been all over. And like you said, good dude. I mean, as an ambassador, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
You know, I think we can even honestly give Phil a little bit more credit as being one of the awesome old school mini truckers out there in the world that actually kind of treated girls seriously. So I know that's a rough one to bring up, but a lot of these old school mini truckers kind of looked at the females that came out into the scene as kind of looking for attention. And Phil has always treated me with the utmost respect since him and I ever met. He always treated me as an equal and as just one of the guys. So
hell,
I think that's a really awesome quality to find out there in one of these guys.
Yeah, and thanks for saying that. You know, we had a good bit of females on this year. And, you know, recently we had NR Caddy Queen on, Christina, and we joked a little bit about, you know, she, you know, with her saying some of the comments she sometimes gets from the dudes and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, and I gave Christina huge props. You know, as we did with Erica from Female Mini Trucker Association. I mean, sometimes the females, oftentimes, they're going harder in the paint than the dudes are. So you got to give respect out there. And I definitely, I'll put a tick mark next to that one. I agree with you. Yeah, good stuff. Now, for me, one of the shops and businesses, if you will, that kind of stuck out was All Time Low Magazine. But, you know, you guys are our guests, and I wanted to kind of, you know, just find out from you whether it be a particular manufacturer or a particular product or a business or shop. Was there anyone that maybe stuck out in your mind that you're like, oh, man, it was pretty rad?
Man, somebody I've been following, I know everybody sees his builds on every social media platform, but Wicked Welds, Nick McDonald, I mean, that man is crazy from the Mazda we built to the fire engine truck here at SEMA this year. I mean, oh, what's his hashtag? Small shop doing big things or something. And yeah, it stands true. That man he's a mastermind when it comes to fabricating.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's Wicked Welds Custom Shop, and it's Nick McDonald, you said, and you'll see on there a lot of the cool stuff that he's doing. But the fire truck, now that I'm looking at the photo again, yeah, I definitely remember that. And I mean, what a good one, man. That he's got some skills.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, I would love to pick his brain sometime. So, but no, thank you for giving us kudos. I mean, I wasn't expecting that at all. That's yeah. I don't even know what to say, man.
We got to slide that in there. We got to support the reel.
I appreciate it, man. More than you know. You and Mike, you guys have been amazing.
Hey, that's how we do.
You know, and I would guess, like, I'm going to go back, like, way old school because I'm, again, the old school chick. But I have to say how excited I am to see Drop 'Em Wear still doing as well as they are. Like, we all know Drop 'Em Wear. If you're in the scene and you don't know Drop 'Em Wear, then you're not in the scene.
You're under a rock. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's... they've been around for years upon years upon years, and you know, they're still out there and they're still doing their thing, and I love that. John and Jen are, I think, awesome people out there, and are awesome with how much work they put back into it.
Yeah, we've had them as guests, and I'll tell you, they are good people. And you know, we recently, Vic reached out to them, and we always post in the Drop 'Em Where Garage group, which we promoted. And they always approve it, and they say, hey, anything for you guys. And I try to buy shirts when I see them at shows. I've got plenty of them. Many I've worn for years that John jokes about. My famous gray shirt that I've sent him photos for. It's probably like 15 years old. But it's really cool, like you said, to see the staple in the scene. They've reinvested in like the nice trailer, and we always see them at shows, man. Good people.
Oh, yeah. That's and, of course, you know, if you're going to mention Drop 'Em Where, you got to give kudos to poor Chad, because – you know, we all know Chad. He's out at every show where everybody's always like, hey, John and Jen, but, you know, Chad's out there too.
Yeah, he is, and his wife's awesome. We see a lot of her Instagram posts and stuff, and, you know, Chad doesn't get all the credit, but I think it's because he's always filling out those OSHA paperwork, and he's always complaining about the job, and, you know, he's got the feds coming in on him, you know, so I don't know. The rumor has it. But
that's awesome.
Well, good stuff. Now, as we kind of wind down, I did want to find out, was there a club that maybe stuck out in your mind this year? Any club that you can think of?
There's so many good clubs out there now. It's kind of hard. It's hard to pick any of them.
I'm going to throw this one out there, and this one might tie into what you guys are thinking. What about Low Rollers?
Yeah.
Boom.
25 years.
Yeah, and they got the shirts made, and I thought it was kind of the icing on the cake, like we said, with Phil from Low Rollers up in the Northeast. You know, coming down to Slamfest and stuff like that. I thought that was really cool, man, because that show, if I remember correctly, that was their last show that they were going to do.
Yeah, End of Summer Bash. That was their farewell. So, we wanted to be out there, but we got coverage for it, and it was awesome to see it and try to help do our part to give that farewell and keep that. But yeah.
Wish we could have made it to that one.
Yeah, no Low Rollers with Phil. Yeah, I put a check mark next to that.
yeah, for sure. Now, I'll say I love to see all the clubs recently with the holidays doing these toy drives. I mean, that's picked up from South Florida to Cali. But I want to give – this one's a little biased with Mini Madness and Mike Murray, the mayor, as the head of that club. They continue to do charitable contributions. They raise a lot of – things at Slamfest in terms of either money or sometimes it's charitable items. And I forget exactly, if Mike was on, he would definitely tell us, but he, you know, they contribute a lot to the local, you know, charities, if you will, but they also brought Slamfest back to Tampa and it was successful. So, you know, I'm thankful for those guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And Mike, I mean, hell, you could even put him as an ambassador for the scene. I mean, we talked to quite a few people, and that man is more than not just willing, but happy to do whatever he can to help anybody in the scene. I mean,
for sure. But let's not make his head too big, man, because at this point, I'm just kidding. He is, man. He'll call me and I'll throw an idea at him. And he's like, dude, I'll make some phone calls. And, you know, he's bringing in like Stingray Chevrolet, you know, a big, vendor over here into the Slamfest mix and doing it in the dark. Like, he's really kind of connecting dots with different businesses and stuff. And I can really appreciate that.
Yeah. And you made me think, even with, you were talking about toy drives. I mean, you could put No Regrets in there. I mean, TK, I mean, we've even put some of theirs in our coverage, but no, they're, like I said, it's awesome to see all these clubs giving back and helping people. I mean, yeah. So
boom.
Kudos to all the clubs out there.
Yeah, that's it. Now, if I think in kind of, you know, with this question kind of winding down, but thinking about 2018, were there any kind of up and coming, maybe under construction builds that you're anxious to see? Like, you know, maybe there was a frame that came out, or you've heard some buzz about something coming, or, you know, there's some SEMA talk already for 2018. Like, is there anything that you're just itching at getting maybe behind or, you know, photos of and stuff?
Man. There's one I know I personally have been watching, and I know other people have, but Rich Brandy, you guys have probably seen his big yellow dually in the past at SEMA, but he just got that two-door excursion that was done, 15 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see him redo this thing and what he's up to. It looked like he just ripped the interior and all that out recently, but no, I'm excited to see what that man does with that thing. Well, hell, Sean Randall, I think earlier I read him post about he has a 2019 Chevrolet and he's sending it to Fat Fabs and having them drop it for SEMA coming up for 2019. Or 2018. God, what year is it?
I know, right? Yeah, that's cool. I like the two tie-ins there. Definitely with Rich Brandy. I mean, that was a good one. And then, yeah, I mean, Sean Randall still got the internet going ablaze with Vanilla Ice. I love the tie-in there, you know, to the Florida, rapper, of course, Ice Ice Baby. I mean, what a awesome truck. Cool. Yeah, with Acro. And then, boom, you're telling me. I didn't even realize he's already
good. Anybody ever wants to embarrass Beth, like, bring up Vanilla stuff. Like, she would freak out if he ever, like, showed up in person. Like,
oh,
I
dude.
Love her, but I just had to throw it.
Yeah.
Life bus.
The ninja. Yeah. No doubt. We all love that rolling in my 5.0 with the rag top down. You know, that's classic. When we were growing up in Florida, we're like, oh snap, Florida's on the map. You know, he sold a lot of records, but he's still a fan favorite. So I'll give you props there.
That's awesome. But yeah, Sean's killing it. And I just saw it right before we started talking. So I hope it's true. But yeah, that'd be awesome to see him come out with another sick build. So I'm anxious to see if he is and what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, I mean, it's been a pleasure to kind of sit down with All Time Low Magazine. Again, it's atlmagazine.com. You know, you definitely want to go out there and support Rich and Beth, but you're really supporting the scene as well because it's kind of a homegrown, homebrew, if you will, product that's really kind of gained a lot of steam over the past couple of years, rightfully so. And it's definitely worth your hard-earned cash to buy into this awesome product. So I just wanted to kind of see if there was any parting words or anything that you wanted to share before we wrapped it up.
Just keep on coming for next year.
Honestly,
we couldn't do it without you guys. Like, honestly, like we did this out of our love for the scene. Like, we're just trying to give back in our little way. So no, we love you guys and hope you love what's coming up here. So we appreciate you
for sure. So make sure you go on and it's All Time Low Mag on Instagram and follow them. You can click the link there, as I mentioned, to take you right to the website. We alluded, I think recently that we did get the package from you guys. So thank you. We're going to get that kind of unboxed here. We're running into the holidays, but then we'll have some cool giveaways and a good tie-in with All Time Low Magazine. So it's always great to align with great people in the scene, as you guys are. And if we don't talk to you between now and the holidays, let us be the first to wish you guys Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year's, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Same and to everybody.
You and Mike both, the whole Airhead Nation. Yeah, appreciate you guys.
For sure. Well, we just want to say we appreciate y'all and we at you.
Live each day like it's your last, 'cause you never feel the moment till it's past. Oh, time just keeps on ticking fast.
You know,
no, there's danger in a lesson learned. Slow down before you crash and burn.
It's my day once I'm surrounded by. So everyone you see me with is down to ride. These girls be going crazy when they see the life. And I be selling dreams, I know she down to buy. The voices in my head tell me I should be honest. But I don't pay attention, I don't hear the comments. Yeah, and it's bananas what I spend on diamonds. Understand me, this is come for nothing economics. Living to the maximum, all these checks I'm cashing them. 'Cause this could disappear quicker than I'm fast to come. And I'm so high I'm numb, living fast I'm lapping them. Liquor, drugs and sex addiction, all my love I'm wrapped in one. See me hopping in a Wraith, putting 15 million in a safe. Mama called on my birthday like hallelujah. 28, you made it out of 27 safe.
Live each day like it's your last.
Like it's your last.
'Cause you never feel the moment till it's past.
You never know until it's gone, yeah.
Oh, time just keeps on ticking fast.
You
know this day. Better slow down before you crash and burn.
Yeah. Never lose control, but I get close to it. Live in the moment, I'm just trying to make the most of it. The other night, I swear I took down the baddest bitch. I passed out, she snuck a pic and she posted it. That makes 100 problems, I just counted it. Everything's authentic, this ain't counterfeit. I'm just trying to make my mama proud of it. Stay in control up until you spiral out of it. Living fast is three ways, I ain't slept in 3 days. Making money three ways, keep on running these plays. And I don't need praise, I need more paydays. Need more vacays, never took the safe way. Yeah, I'm living like the villain does. They say karma's coming round, but until it does, I'ma do these drugs till I feel a buzz. I ain't slowing down, I'm trying to live it up. Yeah.
Live each day like it's your last.
Like it's your last.
Cause you never feel the moment till it's past.
You never know until it's gone, yeah.
Oh, time just keeps on ticking fast.
You
know this danger bring a lesson learned. So down before you crash and burn. Better slow down before you crash and burn.